Well, hello guys. Just a quick news item here. This is a 71-year-old male in the Philippines, and he's a Westerner. Why do these people go to the Philippines, I wonder? I think we know why. But he's in a spot of bother, actually. He's being charged with murdering his girlfriend, who is a 48-year-old Filipino, I guess. I guess he found out that this Filipino femon was already married and had a child. She obviously told him she wasn't married and didn't have a child. So a complete and absolute lie. So that caused the altercation with her. And the story at the moment is she probably had a little ruckus with him and she hit her head, maybe became unconscious, and he strangled her. And then he put her in a bin. But somebody noticed the bad smell and notified the police. And they found the femon's body stuffed in the bin. Of course, all this probably could have been avoided if she hadn't lied to the man. And it wasn't just a small lie, was it? But femons do it all the time. Who's the father of the child?
You are.
Yeah, a complete and utter lie. It's the worst thing you can do to a man. He feels betrayed. But from my experience, femons lie every day. They're compulsive liars. And not just about the small things. But they're not very good at it. Because all a man has to do is check a little bit and he'll find out the truth. The trouble is, a lot of men don't check, and they should. What about the femon you're with right now, eh? Just check her out. She's probably lying to you. But I guess this man's life is completely over now, and she's dead. So be aware that femons do lie very often. Just look at it this way, guys. Every other word that comes out of a femon's mouth is probably a lie. Think of it that way, and you should be all right. I'll put a link to the story down below. So remember, guys, when in doubt, get the bikini out. When in doubt, get the breasts out. When in doubt, lie. So how many men have you slept with?
Two.
That means 200. See you, guys.